You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richie Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Jane Lee, who covers the A's for MLB.com. And today, Jane's going to answer the question, who is Max Muncy? Go.
He is a very promising prospect. One of the better hitters of camp. And he's also kind of making the transition from first to third base and doing so well. I mean, he's made some really nice pieces of plays over at the corner there. But really his bat, it's kind of been amazing. He's one of those guys that, you know, maybe at this point might have already been down in minor league camps to get, you know, consistent at bats. But they've kept him around because he just won't stop hitting.
And he is a, we should point out that he is a Baylor Bear, and we have many ties to Baylor University. You and I, we work for some proud Baylor alums, so we want to throw that in there. And from Keller, Texas, which is near where I'm from. I like this. You know, for people like you and me, Jane, and I think for fans everywhere, these are the kind of deals that we love in spring training, because you come in and you get to see something that you didn't expect, and suddenly it changes as you go forward and you cover the team through the season. Suddenly, going in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, there's this name that can pop up again and again. And isn't that a cool part of what we do?
It really is. I mean, you look at a guy like that and you know, someone like Billy Burns, who just last spring, too. I mean, it was kind of the same thing.
Jane, Brett Lowry is 25 years old, and I had somebody tell me this week, I don't remember if it's a scout or broadcaster, that said, if this guy can just stay on the field for 150 games, he may put up MVP-type numbers. Now, he has not been able to stay on the field. You know, he's played, I think, 107 games and 70 the last 2 years. What have you seen of Brett Lowry, considering that he's replacing one of the three best third basemen in the game, Josh Donaldson? And are you impressed by what you've seen so far, even though I understand that we're just reaching the meat of spring training for starters? But tell us about Brett Lowry.
No, I mean, he's impressed from the first day. You can hear him before you see him. He's just got that personality where he's always talking. Just a ton of energy, and I think it's his energy that's just, I mean, it can be pretty contagious, and I think fans are going to get a sense of that. And he's just, I mean, when he plays the game, he is always going at game speed, no matter if it's spring training or, you know, I'm sure during his winter workouts. I mean, this guy is a competitor, and, you know, you look at him, and he's always had such high upside, and a lot of people have compared him, you know, defensively to Josh Donaldson. Now, he hasn't stayed on the field long enough to really, you know, for us to see if that's true, but he's an excellent defender like Donaldson. And, I mean, really, you know, his bat, too, is, I mean, there's not as much power there as Donaldson, but he has a chance to just be, you know, a pretty big force in their lineup. And he's a guy, too, that can hit second. He can hit, you know, third, he can hit fifth, sixth in that lineup, and that's really important for them to have. And if they can keep him healthy, I mean, he'll probably end up being one of the more valuable players on that club if he can stay on the field.
You know, and as we've talked about this before, but every time I look at the depth chart on the A's rotation, I get more impressed, because Gray, Casimir, Hahn, Chavez are going to be starters. And then they have Pomerantz, Bassett, Graveman, competing for that fifth spot, I guess, and Pomerantz has pitched pretty well, more on that later. And then Griffin and Parker coming off the disabled list. Do you look at this collection of starting pitchers and think, you know what, this could be a special group, and this could be the reason the A's end up hanging with the Mariners and Angels all season long?
Oh, easily. And it's, you know, it's funny because I feel like I say that every year about their rotation, but this year especially, you know, it's not just depth, but it's quality depth. I mean,
right,
any team can kind of collect a bunch of pitchers. But, I mean, you're watching, you know, I don't know if the A's thought that they'd have this tough a decision. You know, you almost hope just for the decision-making process that some of the guys you're looking at don't have great springs, you know, so you can put them in AAA and to get them ironed out, and it makes your decision a little easier. But, I mean, every guy that's gone out there, you know, all of these starting candidates, and they've all done well. And, you know, you're, just when you're thinking, okay, well, Kendall Graveman's going to be in there for sure, then you watch Drew Pomeranz go out like he did yesterday and have a tremendous outing, and you're like, well, they can't leave him out, and you're saying that about, you know, every guy, Jesse Chavez, Jesse Hahn, and Chris Bassett's really the only one that's had, you know, a few stumbles this spring, which leads me to believe that he will probably begin the season in AAA. But even still, they have a tough decision to make, and, you know, some of these guys are options for the bullpen, which, you know, they've always said they will take the best 25 guys and figure out their roles later. But, yeah, it's tremendous. I mean, Scott Kazmir was talking the other day, and, you know, he's a guy that's been around the league for a long time, and he said he's never seen such a strong collection of arms. And really, it's just it's quite impressive. And, you know, you look back and look at how all these guys arrived in Oakland. Now you're thinking, okay, well, maybe Billy knew what he was doing during that this crazy offseason.
Let's don't say that. Graveman in three starts has allowed one earned run. Pomeranz has allowed two earned runs in three starts. But the number that jumps out is that Drew Pomeranz, probably the outsider looking in as the competition began, has 15 strikeouts in 9 innings. What has Drew done? What's he working on? Why has he been so dominant?
Yeah, I mean, with him, you know, a lot of people call him just a two-pitch guy, you know, with his fastball, curveball, but he has the ability to just take off and put on, you know, speed every now and then. So his velocity is all over the place. And so really he doesn't like, you know, to call himself a two-pitch guy because, I mean, as a starter, it's almost impossible to be in the first place. But, you know, he says he doesn't even know what to call most of his pitches just because he's constantly changing speeds and keeping guys off balance. And that's where the strikeouts are coming in. And, you know, I think he's really kind of worked on honing his changeup this spring. And he's a guy that, you know, if you watch him, you'll notice he always works out of the stretch. And that just comes from his relieving days, and it's part of his mechanics and delivery and his rhythm. And his rhythm, he's all about rhythm. And, you know, that's what's important to him. And I think just being able to find that rhythm so quickly this spring has really, really helped him. And, you know, he's just keeping guys off balance. And he is a guy that sometimes will throw a lot of pitches. He's not always efficient with his pitches. And I think that's something he's also trying to work on, just getting ahead of guys and, you know, just trusting in his stuff, because, you know, this was a, you know, top prospect at once, a guy that, you know, has been thought of highly, you know, from his days with the Rockies and even when the A's traded for him. And I think you're seeing why. And really, you look at what he did for the big league club last year as a starter. He only had one bad start. And you kind of wonder if he hadn't punched that wooden chair and, you know, gone on the DL and then gone to AAA, what he could have done over the course of the season. I think the A's are now wondering that too. You know, if we keep this guy in the rotation, what could he give us over the course of the full season?
Yeah, you know, Jane, you couldn't have known it, but you've just the way you answered that question, you gave the course outline for the Earl Weaver Graduate School of Pitching in Baltimore. Work fast, throw strikes, change speeds, and they would have guys throw sub-100 pitch complete games on fastballs. And just by changing speeds and working fast and controlling the tempo. But that's great stuff, Jane. Great stuff as always. And it sounds like it's been a fun camp, and we'll check in with you soon. Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.